Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for July 10th, 2024. Wednesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time. Choosing an Apostle. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Introductory prayer. Lord, I bring myself into your presence, knowing the zeal of your heart for souls. The glory of your heavenly Father can shape my own heart. I am confident that, just as the 12 lit the flame of their love for their mission from the furnace of your divine love, I can ignite all that is lukewarm and tepid in my own soul today. I desire to fulfill more perfectly the mission you have given me. Petition. Lord, grant me the grace to be generous and trustful concerning your plan for me. First reflection: Jesus needs apostles. A condition for the kingdom to grow is that it have protagonists. Christ refuses to be a one-man show. We honor and bow before the divine choice expressed in Christ's desire to let his victory be realized through others, beginning with the 12. In the 12, we find the model of every call of Christ to build his kingdom, to spread the faith by word and deed. If there is no response to his call, there is no kingdom. Have I meditated on my call often? Do I see it linked to my family and to my workplace? Have I responded to it? Second reflection: the calling. Many were on the mountain that day. Many were drawn to him and longed to be close to him. But only 12 received the explicit call to be apostles. The sense of predilection is in every vocation and every mission from God. What we are chosen for in life, no one else can fulfill it. We are called by name, meaning that Christ knows us well when he calls, including all our defects and weaknesses. He did not ask the 12 for their preferences, look at their SAT scores, or scrutinize their resumes. The choice of God, revealed in prayer, is sovereign and omnipotent in action. The 12 cannot think there has been some mistake or some miscalculation. The voice of God, who neither deceives nor can be deceived, is speaking. Third reflection: a free response. Christ called freely, and in freedom the 12 responded. He did not bring down angels from heaven to overwhelm them to cooperate. He merely prayed to the Father. As Lord of the harvest, he has called each one of us. Our vocation as an apostle is not a question of our wanting to be one. It is not a question of our talents or compelling feelings for this or that, but of our faith-driven awareness of God asking and our responding. Why are we where we are now in our vocation in life, in our particular marriage, in a particular lay movement? We can never know fully, for only God knows the depths of his own wisdom. This is the first mystery of the kingdom that touches each one of us personally. God called, he willed it, and we said yes. This is the only answer an apostle must seek. Anything else slows down the mission and interrupts the dialogue of love and service to the mission. conversation with Christ. Lord, I want to affirm that all my work today is going to be my response to your call to be your disciple and a light to others in this world. I resolve never to doubt the special and perfect nature of your plan for me. May my heart always be confident and generous in responding to your voice. Resolution. I will take the hardest part of my day and embrace it with greater joy out of love for the one who has called me.
For more resources, visit RedeemChristi.org or download the Redeem Christi English app today.